Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-37569 is the phone number today and any day that you'd like to get in touch with me. The best way to remember it is 855-99. Are you ready for it? Wait for it. Dr. Joy. My very first phone number that's got my name in it. How cool is that? How cool is it that I choked during the first 1 minute of my program? Not so cool. All right. I mentioned that yesterday. You know, I swear to you, the light goes on and my throat seizes up. You'd think after all these years of doing it, I don't think it's nerves. I don't know what it is. Probably just swallowing wrong. Yesterday was the anniversary of Michael Jackson setting his hair on fire. And lest you think that the this is the only time. Yeah. Today in 1393, like 600 years before, Charles VI of France was nearly killed when several dancers' costumes caught fire during a masquerade ball. Don't you think that would have been incredibly weird if it had been the same day?
It would have been.
You know, you got the King of Pop and the King of France.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure they were drinking Pepsis at the time. So there you go. I mean, and a mere 600 years apart. I mean, but there are sort of weird sort of historical trends. There are a couple ones today. Henry VIII dies. His 9-year-old son, Edward VI, becomes king and the first Protestant ruler of England. Ooh, Reformation. Northwestern University became the first charter university in Illinois, 1851. Yale Daily, unbelievable, first college newspaper in the United States in 1878.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, just in case you think that the current snowstorm, in case you live in Boston, here are three things that have to do with you, all right, today. First of all, the world's largest snowflake was reported in Fort Keogh, Montana, in 1887. It was 15 inches wide and 8 inches thick. 8 inches thick? I mean, 8 inches is a lot.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Imagine a snowflake like that, like that would, falling that on was, your head, basically. Like that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's a snowflake, so it's not like a big boulder or
icicle.
Rock or something.
Yeah, or even an icicle.
But it's still something that wide of snow just like falling on
your head. It would feel like a meteor. So, you know, I mean, it would scare the living daylights out of it. In 1977, which is 90 years to the day later, the first day of the Great Lakes Blizzard of 1977, which dumped 10 feet of snow in one day
in
upstate New York, Buffalo, Syracuse, Watertown. So 90 years apart, the world's biggest snowflake to the day, and 10 feet of snow in a day.
And for some who are listening now, that's the equivalent of 120 inches.
Well, yeah. Well, and even better, it's 3 meters is the point.
Yeah.
For those who are listening, but for those of you in Boston who are lamenting your 2 feet of snow, oh, suck it up. It was 10 feet in a day.
Well, because that's what's so funny. I mean, we get, you know, even here in Minnesota, we get, you know, we might get 12, 13 inches on a specific snowstorm. And then you think about that day in 77, 10 feet.
10 feet of snow.
120 inches.
Yeah, a lot, a lot. Man. And the world's biggest snowflake. And so apparently beware of snow in January.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. The first ski tow in the United States became operational in Vermont in 1934, which was too late for the snowflake, but And actually too early for the major snowstorm, but there you go. And and the Lego company patents design of Lego bricks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's did you know that the original ones are still compatible with the bricks produced today? So if you ever had a Lego set, they will always work with one another. Apple, take notice.
So if I found a Lego set from 1958.
Correct.
With the Lego bricks on it, it would
yep.
still match up with a Lego
the ones
set
today.
From 2015.
Correcto.
Wow.
Correcto mundo. That's why I said Apple, pay attention.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right?
Yeah.
So there you go. Coast Guard was created in 1915. Municipally owned streetcars take to the streets of San Francisco in 1917. Hmm. What would San Francisco be without the cable cars?
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got. The NFL announced expansion teams for Dallas in 1960 and Minneapolis, St. Paul for 1961. So you should feel pleased about that.
That's right. That's the Cowboys and the Vikings.
There you go. Believe it or not, the current design of the flag of Canada was chosen by an act of parliament in 1965. So that's a relatively new flag.
Hmm.
I didn't realize it was that recent. Did you? 50 years ago.
No,
today.
I did not
yeah.
know that.
Yeah, who knew? Who knew? Space shuttle program mission Challenger exploded. Was that? Geez, Louise. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I'm too young to remember that, but I remember my mom telling me about that when that happened in, what was it, 86?
86.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, 29 years ago. I was actually in the air when it happened, which was kind of freaky. And as soon as I landed, I did all these interviews. And I was at the first launch after Challenger. They sent me. I was working for ABC at the time, and they sent me down for the launch. And I don't. Have you ever been to a launch?
I have not, no.
Everybody should go to a launch
yeah,
in their
I'd,
lifetime.
I'd love to see one.
It's what daytime launches are fantastic. Nighttimes are eerie as the dickens, but so either or both. But I was down there, and the press booth is about, it's probably a mile from the launch pad. I mean, it's close. It's closer than anybody else can get, but it's a relatively long distance away. And you can actually feel the percussion in your chest. It's such a huge, I mean, it's just such an extraordinary event. And, you know, everybody is kind of with their body language of trying to help it lift off. And I was doing it live and burst into tears. So, but it was an amazing experience. Everybody should go to a launch. That one was particularly difficult just because it was the first one after Challenger and everybody was biting their fingernails.
Sure.
And I'd worked on the space program. So I knew what the capsule looked like and I knew, you know. But everybody should go to a space. And they still have launches. You should go.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can go out on the beach and watch them. There we go. So I'm trying to think what else we got here. Those are primarily the events, but I suppose the major thing to be aware of is beware snow this
yeah.
time of year.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Out there.
Yeah, and folks in Boston, I'm only sort of funning you a little bit because, as you know, I lived in Boston, went to school in Boston, started my career in Boston, but 10 feet of snow. And I've, as I said before, I've had to ski into work before. We had a snowstorm, I think it was 88 in New York that closed the city down.
Mm-hmm.
And but it was closed down for a couple of days. And so I had to ski in for 2 days. Skiing home on the second day was kind of a hassle because they'd started clearing the roads. And cross-country skis don't work very well when there's no snow. So I ended up skiing a little and carrying it a lot. But that first day, and I hadn't been on skis for a while, and I wasn't sure, you know, how long it was going to take or if I could actually do it. And sure enough, I get stuck in my elevator, and my little claustrophobia kicks in. So I was sweat down to my kneecaps by the time I got to work. And I swear to you, the roads were completely clear. It was like this last one where they just shut everything down. There were not even taxis. There were not even rogue taxis. But I must have run into like 300 people as I was skiing in, and everybody was friendly and nice. New York responds very well to catastrophe, to crisis.
Yeah.
And then just sat in my long underwear, my sweaty long underwear, and did my show for a couple of hours. And I think I had to do my program and someone else's because people couldn't get in. And the problem was that there were like 8-foot drifts. So it was not 8 feet of snow, but it was 8-foot drifts. So it was a serious kind of thing. But it wasn't 10 feet in one day. Mm-hmm. There you go. Alrighty. So we have, this is a kind of a stupid person story. A woman was cited for having a loaded handgun at an airport.
Yeah.
I mean, what was she thinking?
Yeah, I mean, that just, it's like, come on. Use your brain.
I actually ended up giving a speech once at a convention because an author had a loaded handgun. I think she just didn't want it because the speech you had to give for free, and I think she didn't want to do it. So she had a loaded handgun in Boston, actually. I think it was New York. So they called me and had me go and give the speech. I think she just didn't want to do it. Because you can't be that stupid to take a loaded gun to the airport and expect to be put on a flight. Come on, people. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I got my first e-card today that I thought was okay. I suppose partially because it was from a business rather than a family member. And it said Groundhog Day is coming. And so you press this little button, and there's this kind of cute music, and there's this hole in the ground. And it says, given how lousy last winter was, the groundhog is not taking any chances. And so out of this hole pops a poster. It said, this year he's sending a rabbit. And it's a groundhog with rabbit ears on it.
Oh, boy.
And I thought, that's pretty cute. Wow. Coxatiny Phil is just opting out. Because I think last year he didn't see his shadow, which meant that winter... I think if you see your shadow, that winter's going to be six more weeks, right? And if you don't, that spring's just around the corner. Whatever it was, he predicted spring was really around the corner, and then we got dumped on. Not 10 feet of snow, but nevertheless. So I thought that, you know, Puxatiny Phil being a rabbit this year made some sense, or at least a groundhog with rabbit ears. All right, speaking of which... we asked people about their favorite historical quote or speech.
Yes.
All right. So, all right. Hopefully not everyone says either I have a dream or 67 years ago.
Well,
hopefully we can get beyond those two.
Yeah. Well, we've got a few of them, but our beloved MLK speech did make the cut a couple times here.
I think we may have asked it right after, between Martin Luther King's actual birthday, which I think the 15th, and the celebration of the Monday holiday, I think, which is the 18th.
Yeah.
So we probably were asking. I should have probably said, okay, let's exclude. If you're going to do Martin Luther King, pick another speech. Don't do I have a dream speech.
Right. Let's start with Tony. Tony says she mentions Martin Luther King's speech. But she also says JFK's "Ask not, what your country can do
for you." That was a great speech.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Let's go to Josh. Josh says "The Man in the Arena" by Theodore Roosevelt. It provides a valuable counterpoint to all the pundits and finger pointers that believe they know best.
Do we know that speech?
It's called "The Man in the Arena." I'll put
right.
that one up by Teddy Roosevelt.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Maybe on the break we'll look it up, because that would be an interesting one to sort of have access to. I thought Teddy Roosevelt was a great. You know, it's a combination. And look, let's be honest. That most of these guys have speech writers. Supposedly. I don't know if Martin Luther King did or not. And supposedly Lincoln wrote the Gettysburg Address on the back of an envelope, so presumably that wasn't a speechwriter. But we do have the sense that perhaps JFK's speech about ask not what you can do for your country, or what your country can do for you, may have been, probably his ideas, but maybe Teddy Sorensen or somebody wrote it. And maybe with Teddy Roosevelt, that they had speech writers. But it's a combination of the words themselves. And I think the personality of the man, as well as oratory skills.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you somebody that I think has great oratory skills that, to my knowledge, has never given a speech that's been, you know, widely disseminated is Jesse Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
He is a spellbinding orator. he's, you know, the Reverend, that sort of Baptist preacher kind of, it's just goosebump producing. I'm not sure that his speeches are meant for the ages, but his ability to deliver a speech is extraordinary.
Yeah. Let's go to Peggy. Peggy says, "Let Them Eat Cake" by Marie Antoinette. She says, why? Because I love cake.
Exactly. She missed Chocolate Cake Day, which was yesterday. We should have put her on yesterday. Let Them Eat Cake.
Yeah. Let's go to Chris. Chris says...
Well, we know what... Do you know what that speech was in response to?
I don't. I've heard that quote before, but...
All right, here's the deal. That somebody came to Marie Antoinette, who had all these elaborate clothes and hairdos and wigs and jewels. They said, "Madam, you know, the populace is starving. They have no bread. They have no bread." And to which she said, "Well, let them eat cake." And you had the sense that she wasn't being disingenuous. She just thought, well, okay, if you don't have bread, you can eat cake. I mean, it wasn't so much that she was saying, to hell with you, she was saying, well, okay, if you don't have bread, then you can do cake. It was just, she was completely oblivious. And that's where the quote comes from. Okay. I just thought I would give it a context.
Cool.
She was not a baker's daughter. Okay, keep going.
All right, let's go to Chris. Chris says, he has a quote from Albert Einstein. He says, I don't know how World War III will be fought, but World War IV
yeah.
will be fought with sticks and
stones.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'll tell you my favorite Albert Einstein issue. One year I was a judge in a contest about, I think what they're called the Clios, for ads. And it was probably my all-time favorite. It had a picture of Albert Einstein backlit. And it said, the wrong hairdo can make anybody look stupid. It was for a hair salon. I thought that was just fabulous. So that's my favorite Albert Einstein quote. But I do remember the other one, that sticks and stones.
All right. Let's go to Cliff. Cliff has an anonymous quote. It says, I am a man, but I can change if I have to, I guess, end quote.
good luck with that one.
Eric says,
That could be M. Butterfly, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
let's go to Eric. Eric says, I like the speech that Pacino gave in the movie Ascent of a Woman. Why? Because it was about a young man's character under fire.
I remember... The speech I remember from Scent of a Woman is him talking about the scent of a woman, that he was talking about how he perceived women because he couldn't see them, mm-hmm. and talking about dancing. I'm trying to remember what that speech was. Folks, next time you have to include the speech so we can all sort of tune into it, because if it's a bit more obscure. Yeah, yeah. Or you put the link up or something so we can share, you can share it with us.
For sure. Let's go to Christine. Let's see. She says, feel the fear, move through it. Feel the fear, move through it, and do it anyways. She says she heard it from Jillian Michaels on The Biggest Loser.
Well, that's not an original quote. I mean, I think the idea being that that brave people, it's not that brave people don't feel fear, it's that they experience it and move through it. I think that's the Marine Corps or something.
Let's see. We have one that says, poster one to remain anonymous, but the quote is, knowing others is intelligence. Knowing yourself is true wisdom. Mastering others is strength. Mastering yourself is true power. If you realize you have enough, you are truly rich. And the quote is from Tao Te Ching.
I was going to say, it sounds like Confucius. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where I thought that quote was going is that when we were dealing, and we were dealing with it for a long time, with the Penn State thing with Joe Paterno, someone said that her father had said, the mark of a man, the character of a man, is how he behaves when no one's watching to someone who can do him no good. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A national crisis is here and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Diane, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Wonderful to speak with you, listen to you a long time. I have an autistic nephew who is 16. I live in Michigan. They now live in D.C. He, I think, hormones are setting in, and he's pretty good as far as high functioning. But his hygiene has always been a little bit of an issue, and I've always tried to convince him, making sure he's showering, washing his hair. His hair is a little long. Got to keep your hair clean now, Sam. But he's coming into town this weekend, and my dad just told me that my sister-in-law is just at wit's end with him. and he's having real, real problems with the hygiene. I'm just trying to figure out how can I get to him. He usually listens to me pretty good.
Fair, good. All right, so what is it? Do you know what his issue is? Because sometimes he may be afraid of getting into the tub. It may be the water. It may be the shower. It may be, do we know if he prefers showers or baths? Do we have any idea what the aversion is?
I think it's just a showering period. Because he loves the water. We've been on cruises. He loves going to the ocean. That's not an issue. I think it's just the thought of he has to go ahead and brush his teeth and he has to wash himself. He might get in and get wet, but you got to use the soap. You've got to...
Tell me if this would work. What if we went and let him pick out, for example, an electric toothbrush? So he's involved in the process, an electric toothbrush, and maybe some special, you know, one of the rope-a-dopes, soap on a rope, then let him sort of begin maybe picking out things that smell good. So he's involved in the process. So instead of feeling like he's being pushed into doing something, someone sort of making him do something, that he's making choices about things that, and maybe an electric toothbrush would be more fun than a regular toothbrush, or letting him pick out which flavor of whether he'd rather cinnamon or mint. Would that work with him, do you think?
I've got an electric toothbrush now. She does have him on a lot of organic things. So picking out the soap and the toothpaste and whatnot might be a little bit more difficult because she's very much into making sure no heavy metals and things and that.
If it's a matter of an organic soap or dial that organic soap that he doesn't use or dial that he does.
I
try the other. With soaps, you're really not talking about hugely toxic things, and you could certainly find things that are, you know, that are pure and whatever. But for all kids, and by definition, autism by definition is somebody who is not, who does not respond to the usual social cues. All right. So we know a couple things. First of all, adolescents as a group are anti the usual social cues. That's how they make the distinction between I'm not a baby anymore, you can't tell me what to do. So we have that for anybody who's 16. And when you put the autism on top of it, which is sort of an interdirected personality structure, then the idea of somebody telling you what to do is going to be compounded with the adolescent issue. So what we're doing is moving out of that, and the organic may just, as opposed to dial, may be a way for the 16-year-old to kind of do a little acting out in a positive way. I mean, what we're trying to do is essentially play psychologist with him, right? If we say, all right, we know that you know the usual social cues don't work, and we know that this is something that your mom feels really strongly about, and we know that you're an adolescent, so here's a way of going nanner nanner, and my goodness, all of a sudden you smell better. So this may be an issue that you may have to tackle with your sister at some point, or sister-in-law. But I would at least try that with him. And it doesn't mean that you have to get enormously toxic stuff for him, but letting him choose stuff may work much better, because this is just such a good way for him to act out. Because
Exactly.
He gets the double dose, that he gets to both not do something his mom wants him to do, he gets to not use the product his mom wants him to do, and he gets to stink all at the same time. How cool is that? I mean, what adolescent can resist that? Yeah.
Right, because now he's like, he doesn't want to go to church. Why do I have to go to church? Anne doesn't go to church. I'm like, boy.
Well, but let's tackle the scent issue first, and then he can negotiate with his mom about church, as every adolescent does. But let's see if we can get him to not be stinky first, and then he can only be not physically stinky, and then he can just be emotionally stinky, and that means he's just an adolescent. So, but yeah, that's what I would do. I would take him shopping for to the body shop or something like that, and let him pick out
things that
smell good, and maybe an electric toothbrush because it's a little more fun to use, and you use it for 2 minutes, and let him pick out a toothpaste that he particularly likes, and that the family doesn't use. So he's being able to kind of set out his own turf in a way that makes sense to him, and will also So because the issue between organic soap and not organic soap seems to me to be a smaller issue than the idea about not bathing as opposed to bathing. So by moving him into the era or the area of soap that he chooses as opposed to one mom chooses for him, if it gets him to smell better, everybody wins. And all you have to do is negotiate that with mom. Good luck.
Yeah,
or I'll negotiate it with you if you want me to.
Thank you.
Yeah, all right. I know, aren't I charming? But and you can play her the podcast, or you can send her to me, and I'll take responsibility for it. But I think that, give it a try. I think you have nothing to lose. And then you can sort of do the, hey, man, you smell really good, and he gets to smell it. And I mean, you know, I think it, and maybe some after, you know, some cologne and, you know, some aftershave stuff, and see if it works. And if it doesn't, call me back. We'll try something else. All righty? 855-99-DR-JOY. Kathy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi there. I would like to get some advice on my daughter's outfit selection. She is 13. She'll be 14 next month, and high school has just started in the last couple weeks. And she's wearing extremely short shorts, kind of short top. Some of the shorts, I will say, you know, are those even allowed at school? And she'll say, you know, stay out of my life. And and then today I was all excited that it was cold out. She wore a sweater that had crocheted, like a crocheted sweater that you could clearly see through. So I'm wondering, I know she's the type that she would hide what she's wearing under a sweatshirt if I didn't allow it.
The first thing I would do is I would go to school and pick her up, even though she'll go, Mom, and see what the other kids are wearing. Because one of two things is true. Either she's just dressing like everybody else, and it's the Britney Spears, you know, who is it? Miley Cyrus School of Life and wardrobe, which is certainly possible. At which point you're going to have a much less easy kind of path here, although I suppose you can get involved with the PTA and suggest that your school should now have a uniform code, which is hard to enforce, but some schools have done it. So, but I would go to school, because number one, you need to know whether or not this is just your daughter or everybody else. And I would probably take my phone and take some pictures as well, because if it's like everybody else, then maybe the two of you could go through fashion magazines or take a picture of her and show how pretty she looks in one thing and you know, not so much in another, how it's not, I mean, unfortunately, 14-year-olds have good bodies even if they don't have good bodies. So I would still sort of suggest that you take a picture of her. And, I mean, either these clothes are flattering or not, and then take her to the store and put her in front of a mirror and show her what's really flattering to her body type. And because if she's dressing like everybody else, the argument that says the boys are going to misjudge your intentions is not going to work very much, because that's how everybody's dressing. If she's dressing dissimilar from everybody else, the picture will show that. And then I think what you can do is say, honey, look, you're a really smart, cute girl, but if you dress like you're trying to show off your body all the time, that's what boys are going to be interested in and assume that you want them to notice. And 14-year-old boys and 15-year-old and 16-year-old boys are not very subtle, and you may not want that kind of attention.
Okay.
So I think the first thing you need to know is what, you know, what's going on here. As I said, you know, I remember, like, and I'm beginning, you know, I remember that all these push-up bras, I mean, everybody, including me, actually has cleavage now, where we never did before. And it's, I mean, look, I know some of this is breast implants, but a lot of it's just that both the style of the clothing and the style of the underwear has really changed significantly in the last probably 5 years. Although if you look at my mom's generation, everybody looked like they were wearing ice cream cones underneath their, you know, or cones underneath their, of some kind, underneath their shirt. So, you know, I tend to agree with you. I think kids, there was, and I was on the train yesterday, and there was this, I guess she was a college kid, who had short shorts, and very short shorts, and high-heeled boots on. And I thought, you know, that's kind of a provocative look. And not necessarily flattering. It's sort of more said hooker than anything else. But, you know, go and see what the style is, all right? And then we'll deal with your daughter about it. And take a picture. If it's flattering on her, that's one thing. If everybody else is dressed that way. If not, then take a picture and show her what everybody else is dressing, and you know, that if she wants to be taken seriously and, you know, be viewed as a smart kid as opposed to just kind of walking female genitalia, that there are probably other ways to dress. But go find out first, all right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com, so I'm here totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548, or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-99-3-7-5-6-9. Okay, what we were talking about is maybe doing an email here. Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, incidentally, Rose, call us back. I don't know what happened. We got you on, and then... the line broke up, and so I don't know.
Yeah,
so I was trying to get her set up to go on with you, and the line just dropped for whatever reason. So call her back.
Yeah, you know, part of it may be make sure your cell phone is basically charged.
Yeah,
not a bad idea.
It did sound like she was on a cell phone.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Right, Rose, call us back.
There we go. Okay.
All right. Let's go to an email. This is an email from Liz in North Carolina.
Okay.
She says, hi, Dr. Joy. A man called in yesterday whose wife hadn't had sex with him in 10 years. I remember the call.
Yep.
I don't think this is as uncommon as you might believe past 50.
I don't think it's all that uncommon at all. But, in fact, I think I said to him that's not uncommon. It doesn't make it any easier to deal with. But go ahead.
She says, I've had medical issues and we haven't had sex in 5 years. I suggested my husband find a woman for sex, but he can't. He loves me, and a substitute won't do for him. It's very hard when you love your husband deeply after 27 years, and we are left here as companions, best friends, and partners, just not lovers.
Well, honey, look, first of all, there are lots of ways of being sexual that don't require the missionary position, number one. And number two, if you're feeling, I mean, and I think he's right to say, I don't want to separate out my love life and my sex life. And I think if the roles were reversed, you wouldn't probably feel any more comfortable about it than he does. So I think the challenge becomes, how do I figure out a way to be physical with him? And it can be something as simple as taking a shower together. Or taking a bath together, or massaging each other's feet, or giving him a shampoo. I mean, it doesn't have to necessarily be the traditional view of sex. And it sounds like you love him and he loves you. And I'm not sure what the medical issues are. And certainly, after postmenopause, a lot of women have a difficult time with intercourse because of lack of lubrication. But there are lots of ways of dealing with that, including lubricants. So I think to give up a physical life, a sexual life, a life of physical intimacy isn't necessary. I mean, that there are lots of ways of being physical with one another and being sexual with one another that don't necessarily involve traditional sexual behavior or traditional sexual postures. Then the two of you may want to sit down and talk about that, of ways of, I mean, the same way that it may be, look, if you have arthritis, for example, you may have a more difficult time whipping cream, right? Because, especially if you're not using a mixer, perhaps stirring things or cooking in general. But it doesn't mean you stop eating, and it doesn't mean that you necessarily stop even having dinner parties. It means that you figure out shortcuts or that you figure out different ways of providing food, because providing food is one of the ways that we show affection and nurturing, one of the ways we comfort each other. And I think that sex is certainly a basic kind of human wish and need, and it doesn't have to be the same thing that two of you were doing when you were 18 years old or even when you were 48 years old. But to give it up completely, I think, is a mistake, and that there are ways of being physical with one another, and what the two of you need to do is to be brave enough and caring enough to sort of explore them together and say, okay, let's try this. There are lots of resources. The Joy of Sex, which has nothing to do with me, Alex Comfort's book, has got, it's kind of a Sears Roebuck catalog of, or maybe I should refer to it as a Google source or a Wikipedia source of all sorts of different ways of dealing with one another. And some of them seem sort of impossible. Do bodies really do that? Some of them seem kind of silly. Some of them seem kind of outrageous. But there may be some ideas there that could inspire the two of you, or at least give the two of you a giggle, and to explore them together, with the idea being that everybody is allowed to say no, but that everybody's also allowed to be a little bit brave and try something and say, you know, let's try this, and if we like it, great, and if we don't, we let it go. But to give it up so easily, it seems to me a mistake. And I get it. I get that postmenopausal women are quite often, as I said to Bill, that for some women, that menopause is liberating. For some, it's the end of sex as they know it. But some of that is psychological rather than physiological. And if we care about somebody, I mean, look, in the same way that there are an awful lot of men who go to the ballet with their wives because they love their wives, there are a lot of women who go to football games with their husband because they love their husband. So there are all sorts of, and we can switch those behaviors around as well. It doesn't necessarily have to be sexist. But the point being that there are all sorts of things that we do that we might not ordinarily do left to our own devices because we care about somebody and we want to spend time with them and we want them to feel appreciated and to feel that we're willing to go that extra mile to make them happy or to please them or to interest them. And I think sex shouldn't be quite so easily or readily written off. And I know it is. And it's not just women sort of deciding that they're not interested in men. That certainly one of the major products of drug companies it having to do with erectile dysfunction. And I actually did some work for Cialis a couple of years ago where they had me talking with wives about the fact that women tend to blame themselves when their man has difficulties with erection. And men often blame the women as well. And it's something that the two of you need to talk about together. And if you can spend your lives together, you can commingle your funds and swap spit. Can't you talk about things like that together? And I think you should be able to. And somehow this is a country that uses sex to sell everything from, you know, toothpaste to cars to houses. But it's also a basic human wish to feel close to another human being. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Eileen, is it Eileen or Ellen? Eileen.
Hi.
Hi, kiddo. I'll tell you what. Tell me what we're going to talk about, because we're just about up to the end of this hour, and if it's okay with you, we'll talk about what you're going to talk about. Then I'll put you on hold, and we'll talk about it at the beginning of the next hour. Is that okay with you?
That's fine with me. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are we going to be talking about?
About my daughter, who does not want to speak to me.
Okay.
And, right now we don't have a good relationship.
Okay, so it appears. Right, I'll tell you what I need from you when we come back. A little bit of background about when this started, how old, you know, give me some of the demographics, how old you are, how old she is, what you think the problem is, and I'll help you through it, I promise, all right? Let me put you on hold. Take a deep breath, have a drink of water, and I'll be back to you in a couple of minutes. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! Interact with
with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.